Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion, fashion, fashion. Talking awards and award dresses and fashion week this evening. And so the brightest star is and will be you. So good evening. And welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you. This is Friday the 30th, the last day of September 2016. And I am your host, Charlena P.F. Good evening. Now, last week I realized, in the middle of this week, I realized that I had made no mention of the Emmy Awards or Fashion Week, and it's mainly because I've been so busy with starting a new program, a new webinar that I'm going to be launching next week, and doing various other things. But since we're blessed with print on the internet and digital streaming, I have been able to catch up. So before two more weeks go by, I thought we'd look at the first of the award shows and various parties and Fashion Week and budding fashion mavens. And all of these dresses, as you know, can be worn in whatever color you like down your wedding aisles. And as you know, this is one of my favorite things to do because I love award shows, I love fashion, and I love weddings. So it just all culminates and wraps into one big ball of fun for me, and I hope fun for you. Now, before we get started on the show of Style and Verb, I want to invite you to my five-day dare, which starts next Wednesday. It's a weight release. It's a New Thought way, and if you're not familiar with New Thought, let me name a couple of authors that you might be familiar with. Catherine Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R. She is in Palm Desert, California, and she has a church out there. She's had several churches all across the U.S., starting with Nashville, Texas, and then California. She's a Unity minister. And also Florence Vogel-Shin is another author. Paul Hessel, and one of his books is Heart-Centered Metaphysics and Heart-Centered Metaphysics Workbook, and The PowerPoint as well. PowerPoint, I think is the name of it. Anyway, so those are New Thought authors, and ooh, you know, I just realized then I am a new thought author as well, because my 5-day dare, which again starts on Wednesday, is based on my book Spiritual Identity, Weight Release, The New Thought Way. And I will be holding a Facebook webinar on Sunday evening about 6 p.m. For about 20 minutes. I'll give you some information about it. And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you'll see some information marketing both the information webinar and also the 5-day dare. I hope you will try that out. They're all free. And so anyway, so that is the 5-day dare, and I don't even have that on my screen, but it is the 5-day dare, and we will be using prayer, of course, Neville Goddard is another New Thought author, and also we will be using forgiveness in the webinar. Now, in the full-scale webinar, which is 25 days, there are various ways in which you use new thought to also release weight. But that's a 25-day. Anyway, so this evening we have awards attire for weddings, and it's the Emmys, it's Fashion Week Bridal from The Knot, their picks. They have 10 picks, and I only liked 5 of theirs. And then we have Red Carpet via Gabriel Union from Birth of the Nation. We even have Children's Award Attire. This is also from the Emmys. I like 2 of the 3 children that their attire. And also then we have some clothing from that Zendaya has been wearing over the course since she turned 18, basically. So let's get started, because this, as I say, is my fun. I love this part about the award shows. Now, the reason that I decided to mix it up a bit is because I always do the women, and I always, every now and then I throw in some of the men, but I didn't even do that this time. But I decided it would be more fun to add her clothing from various other things within this, since we're still early in the awards. It's just the Emmys have started, although there was a Canadian film festival, but I didn't get a chance to look at that. Alrighty, so first off, I have Emmy Rossum, and this is from the Emmys. And you know what's really interesting with the Emmys? They decided, in terms of the picks for their dresses, they decided to do a skinny versus curvy. And I'll let you guess who's who, but it's pretty obvious. So in any case, Emmy Rossum, and I probably should have looked up what these ladies are in. For the most part, I know some of them. Like Emmy Rossum, I'm not really sure from what show she is in, but I could probably figure that out. And I have to cough for a second. I do apologize. I do apologize. I had to also have some water. I don't know. Oh, I do know. Yes, I do know that we sprayed some spray in the air, and it actually gets to my throat. I'm not sure. Okay, so obviously I don't watch this show. I know that I probably that I don't, but I do not watch Shameless. She is the actress from Shameless. And the dress, I liked her dress. I thought it was really nice. It's a V-neck column sleeveless, full-length white silk. It could be rayon as well. I'm not like from the picture. I couldn't really tell, and now I'm going to have to sneeze because of that same spray. Hold on. I truly do apologize. I'm going to have a little more water because it really did get into my throat. I'll be all right for this evening. Anyway, for my midnight show, I'm sure. Anyway, it's a V-neck column sleeveless, full-length white silk or rayon with a left thigh-high split, and it flows very well. It's very, it's fun. It looks like it's fun to wear. I couldn't tell. I would imagine it probably V-neck back as well, but I really couldn't tell from the picture. She was flat against the wall for the Emmys. And then the next person is Kristen Bell, and you know she's in the new show The Good Place. And she was evidently the hit of the Emmys because she was in a flower garden A-line flowing taffeta dress with a deep V and it's backless to her waist. And she was on, I don't remember what show she was on yesterday, but she was on the show, a talk show. Oh, I think she was on The Talk. And she said that she had to tape her boobs up to her shoulders because the dress is such a deep V. And that the two sides on her shoulders act as straps rather than, it's almost like it's part of. Now, you know what's interesting about that? It does have, the back is completely out. So I don't know if those are, that must be a halter, actually. It doesn't look like a halter top because it's so flat. It's got gathers, but, I do apologize with the coffee. Anyway, that is her dress. And these are in no particular order at this point. I didn't even do that. I don't know why I didn't do that, but I did not. And then the next person is Julie Bowen, and she's in a simple flared column dress with a soft halter top. It has a ruffled back. It's traditional, classic, I guess I would call it, because it's just the ruffled back flows down the back of the dress, very undulating. And then Priyanka Chopra, I was thinking that she was Matthew McConaughey's wife, but that's not true. I don't know what show she's from. Let me look that up. But Priyanka Chopra had on a red A-lined multi-layered V-neck dress. And, of course, you know you can wear wear them, have them made similarly or pick them up in any color that you would like. But it was, I thought it was really cool. And she is on, Quantico. She's on Quantico. All right. I've seen that once. I thought that was pretty cool in terms of shows, but I haven't seen it since. but it was a satin undergarment with a silk overlay. I'm not a material maven when it comes, because I do not like to sew. So I couldn't really tell you if it was taffeta, but it looked, or silk rather, but it looked like it was silk just from the, there was no description. And then Taraji P. Henson was in a classic yellow tank top with thick spaghetti straps. Dress with a double mid-thigh split full-length dress and hugged her body. So there you go. There's curvy. I would even hazard a guess that Priyanka Chopra might be considered curvy, whereas the first three are probably just considered skinny. And then Tracy Ellis Ross, also curvy, was in a white Grecian-inspired off-the-shoulder ruched column dress with cutouts and a soft chapel train. I thought that was very cool. I could see myself wearing that. So of the six, I would say I liked Priyanka Chopra, Tracy Ellis Ross, Kristen Bell, Julie Bowen, Emily Rossum, and then Bowen would be last. So those would be my top six in that order. Now for Fashion Week, I didn't actually see much of Fashion Week, and I didn't the few pieces that I did see, I didn't think that they were bridal worthy. However, The Knot did and found 10 that they liked, and of the 10 that they liked, I liked 5 of them. And what they decided that they would pick the dresses that they like, and they could see who the dress would, who the person would be who would wear the dress. For instance, number one, they think that Jessica Chastain would wear a Monique Lhuillier wedding dress, and it's a pistachio-hued dress. It's probably made of, let me see if I can find it. It looks like it's taffeta. It has a taffeta, clear or translucent taffeta wrap, and then it is a strapless bodice and an A-line that comes straight down, and then it has like little gold flecks on it. So it's really pretty. It's kind of high in the front, and then it's as though it has a chapel train in the back. It's very pretty. It might feel confining if you're getting married in the summertime, and I don't know how the wrap is attached, if it's just tied in the back or how it's made, but it looks confining to me for your upper arms. But it's a very pretty dress. And then dress number two I also liked. It's also an A-line. It is a V-necked bodice, halter bodice. It looks like it might be backless to mid-back, perhaps. And then it has a ballroom sort of feel more than an A-line because of the upside-down V in the front so that you see what's underneath, what type of material it is underneath. And then it's also like cutaway on top. And that's huge, but to me, the second one is, I mean, it's more white than pistachio, but in any case, the second one, let me tell you who they think that one should be worn by, Halle Berry. I think that dress would overpower Halle Berry, personally. It's too big. It's sexy, but it's a ballroom. She's tiny. A ballroom dress would just envelope her. Anyway, it's a dress by Amsal, and I'm sure that she would love to have her wear it, but I think that dress is too big and would just swallow her up. Now, number three, the dress I could see Halle Berry wearing, they are saying that Charlize Theron could wear, and I could see that. It is, and I love this type of style. In fact, my last style from their collection is almost the same style, in terms of the dress, not the bodice. But the dress is, let's see, it's a slinky metallic fringe. It's got a bold red lip. What are they talking about? I don't know. Anyway, the bodice is V-neck. It has shoulders. It's a little belt, and then it has fringe. It's really cool. I really love fringe. And they think that Charlize Theron would wear that. And then the next dress is their number 7. I didn't like 4, 5, or 6. They could see, yeah, I didn't like those. They're kind of just regular to me. But their number 7 is a dress that they could see Angelina Jolie wearing. And it's a regal one-shouldered column gown. And it is by Ramona Caveza. And it has a cape, a train that starts a waist. So it's a column dress. It's one-shouldered bare, one shoulder has cloth over it, sleeveless. And then it has a short train. It looks like it's probably a chapel train. They're trying to make us think it's a longer train than it is because there's a rug that she's standing on. But it's really pretty. It's shiny. It's kind of pinkish or egg shrimp color. Shrimp before it's cooked. And then number 10, I get to something else that's very similar when I'm with Zendaya. She has something similar to number 10. But number 9 is a glamorous, they call it, this is their wording, not mine, glamorous and spun silver fringe mini. And it belongs on the fashion forward, they say, Lupita Nyong'o. And this is a Naeem Khan dress. And I like it because it is fringe, again, but it's a short dress, so you would have to hopefully have great legs. And hold on one second. I have to cough again. I am so sorry. Hold on. All right, I just have to cough. All right, so yes, this Lupita Nyong'o, they believe, has 3 tiers of, no, it's 4 tiers. The bodice has fringe, and then it drops down to the waist, and then there's 3 tiers of fringe, and it is silver. It's really pretty. They call it fun silver fringe in a mini. And I think I like that. That's very pretty. Now, if we go over to the Emmys, again, although did I say, actually I already did the Emmys, so we're going to go down to, Gabrielle Union is in Birth of a Nation, and she showed 3 of her red carpet dresses that she was going to various premieres of Birth of a Nation. Of the 3, I only liked, kind of, was the gown by Rodarte. It's a Rodarte, probably. I don't know this designer, but a Rodarte gown. It's lace and ruffles. It's full length. It has an A-line split on the right upper thigh. And it has a lot of lace. That's what really, really I liked, because the lace is... It has a, it's all white. It has a, one shoulder is lace, the other shoulder is ruffled, I should say. And then it goes down and it has lace at the waist, and then has ruffles all around the thigh-high left split of the gown. And then there are various parts of that skirt of the dress that has lace in it. So it was kind of a yes and a no, but the other 2 that she wore for the Birth of a Nation premieres, I did not like. Now, for your children in the wedding, I didn't like it, and these children were at the Emmys. I didn't necessarily like the young lady's dress, although I could see it was just taffeta, really. to me, it would be itchy on a little girl or a girl. I think she's 13 or something. But the two young men, I should say, Gaten Matarazzo, who's 14, was in a black tuxedo with a white shirt, and then he had matching plaid vest to his kerchief and his tiny bow tie, who was, and I don't know what shows they're in either, but he was in black tux pants, and then he had a white print navy blue jacket with a white tux tie. Very chic. Both of them look very chic. And then for our budding style maven, who is Zendaya, as we know, and she's a Disney Channel actress, from 2014 to now, she is now, of course, 20. I liked her in, let's see, how many, 10, actually. Is that 10? Maybe it's only 8. Anyway, I liked her from 2014. She had on an Emmanuel Ungaro. It was a scooped neck dress just below the knee. It was a left thigh-high slit mid-calf dress, spelled at the mid-calf, and it was black, white, and yellow with a rose print. So it was a yellow and white rose on a black background. Very pretty. And I could see someone skinny and with great legs really rocks that as a wedding dress. For someone who just doesn't like long, it would be great. Then at the Miss America pageant, in 2015, she wore Michael Kors silver full-length silver sequin dress with spaghetti straps, and it was a cowl neckline. Very sleek, very nice. I just really loved it. I think for me, Zendaya, of all of the for the Emmys and for other even Fashion Week's wedding gowns, I think Zendaya's from the last 2 years has been really rocking it out, and just she has become a style maven. But she was budding from 2014. Then there's D Squared 2, which she wore at AMFAR, and it's a tuxedo short short and jacket set with a white shirt. To wear that in the summer, all white, would be really cool. And it would be really very, very pretty and still be wedding-y. Then she also, in 2015, wore a Vivienne Westwood white, soft, off-the-shoulder mermaid full-length dress with a short tail train, probably in stark white silk, which softens the starkness of the color. And she also wore a rose asseline at the Diamond Ball and was a two-piece white strip with turquoise straps and stripes, in cotton and long flared pants or culottes. And the top has a one short sleeve with a turned up cuff, bare shoulder, tied at the midriff, and it's a fun spring or early summer dress. And in 2016, David Korma at GLAAD Gala, a blue sequined halter bodice and double mid-thigh split T-length skirt with sequin detailed lines, very pretty. Michael Kors at the Met Gala, turtleneck gold lamé, full-length dress with longer chapel train, soft A-line. And then finally, at the Billboard Awards that everybody was melting over is the Calvin Klein two-piece. It's a broad bodice with diaphanous netting on top and with a traditional scoop neck and sleeveless. And then it had a long A-line skirt with a small train. It was very soft and undulating. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So those are my picks already for the first of the award shows and the various wedding dresses and Fashion Week and other premieres. So this is Charlena signing off from Budget Weddings NYC for you on the 30th of September. And don't forget to check out my new webinar with the information webinars on the 2nd at 6 p.m. and also starting up on the 5th of October for the 5-day Dare, If You Dare, Weight Release, The New Thought Way. And, of course, this evening at midnight on Midnight with Charlena channel, I will be talking about elimination. All right, the 10th power of the 12 powers of man. Good evening and happy Friday.